This is Gerald Schroeder. We're taking up status conference in the matter of the licensing of water right permit number 01-7011 in the name of Twin Falls Canal Company and Northside Canal Company. Let's identify first those persons that are present in the conference room.
Bob McLaughlin, IDWR, PIO.
Michael Gilmore, Deputy Attorney General, representing the Idaho Water Resource Board.
Phil Rassier for the Department of Water Resources.
Candace McHugh for IGWA and the Groundwater District.
Victoria Weigel, IDWR.
Who do we have on phone, if you'll identify yourselves?
I'm Rob Harris. I'm past the Fund Lake Water Users and Fremont Madison Irrigation District.
This is Shelley Davis, Hearing Officer on behalf of Twin Falls and Northlake Canal Company.
Anybody else? Okay. We'll proceed. This matter is set for scheduling status conference. What's happening? We have a hearing date set. Around that, what's happening?
I guess I can lead off. I have discussed the matter with the Idaho Water Resource Board, and we anticipate our direct case will primarily just be identification of public record exhibits with no witnesses. We don't know what will happen if we need to be a response.
Okay. You have the motion
yes.
To amend your petition to intervene. Is there any problem with that motion for any party?
The groundwater districts have no objection.
Twin Falls and Northlake Canal Company have prepared a memo in opposition, special master, and do intend to have that filed by this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Okay. After we receive that, is there anybody else that's going to be filing anything? Okay. We can set a hearing if necessary. Do you want to set it now?
I'd be willing to submit it on the papers. Unless the hearing officer prefer an oral argument.
Do you wish to have oral argument?
Hearing Officer Schroeder, I believe that the canal companies would also be willing to submit on the briefing.
Okay. And you're going to submit yours today. How much time do you need to respond?
I don't think I'll need a week, but if I could beg for a week just in case.
Okay, a week to respond, and then I'll take it up on the filings that are before me. If I believe that oral argument would be helpful, I'll notify the parties and give you adequate time to organize.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hearing Officer Schroeder, the canal companies do anticipate taking some discovery in this matter, primarily directed at the Idaho Water Resource Board. A request for documents has been prepared and not yet submitted to the department relating to some files that they also have in their possession. That will be filed by the end of the week or submitted to the department by the end of the week, and discovery will commence against the Idaho Water Resource Board within another few weeks after that. And the canal companies do also anticipate calling some folks for deposition from the Water Resource Board.
Are we to a point that we can set forth a discovery schedule and any pre-filings that may be in order?
Your Honor, the Candace McKee for the Groundwater Districts. I was anticipating that once any discovery was completed, I knew Shelley had mentioned before that they were interested in discovery, but that a summary judgment motion might be appropriate in the case. And I kind of anticipated maybe just using the timing under the civil rules, but it might make some sense to end discovery mid-January or mid-December or end of December for that purpose, and then have our filings and hearings on that in January. We might want to set a summary judgment hearing date just for everybody's calendaring purposes, but as far as timing on responses and filing, I think we could just follow the general civil rules if that's acceptable to the parties.
Is that agreeable to parties? Simply approach it on the basis of the civil rules, and if there's any need for action, notice it up.
That's agreeable to the Water Resource Board.
And that's also agreeable to the canal company. It might be appropriate to set a status conference for some time at the close of discovery, just to make certain that we're still on track for the February hearing date.
Do you have a proposed date? Candace is voting for December the
24th. Of course she is.
I forgot my calendar. And Shelley, I wasn't sure how long, obviously, if we do the responses to the 30 days and all that, when your depositions would happen. But I was just trying to figure out, I had always anticipated that any motions for summary judgment would be filed by the beginning of January, end of December.
I think that we would look at a hearing date on those motions sometime the week of the 18th to the 22nd. Would that be in line with the civil rules, or so far as having it submitted to the court at least 30 days prior to the hearing date?
Yeah. As long as the actual hearing date is up to the hearing officer, I guess. I guess the question I thought we were asking is when we would close discovery and then maybe project a hearing date for everybody's calendar for the summary judgment motion.
I was looking at that as well. I'm just working backwards as opposed to trying to start at the close of discovery and work forward. As the hearing is presently set to begin on February 23rd, I would think that the hearing on a summary judgment motion would need to be sometime the week of the 18th through the 22nd at the latest. That would require reply briefing on the 15th, response briefing on the 1st, and initial briefing sometime the week of the 21st of December on summary judgment. So if we wanted to close discovery, say December 7th or December 4th, something like that.
December 4th would be good.
Close discovery December the 4th. Is that agreeable to all parties?
And by closing, do we mean answering of discovery or submission of discovery? Answering.
Should be answering.
Yes.
And then let's pick a date for a hearing on a motion for summary judgment or any motions for summary judgment that are filed. A hearing date, what's?
It's February 23rd, which was a Tuesday.
That's the hearing date, so.
The hearing date itself, and yeah, for trial, I guess. So
sometime the week of January 18th through the 22nd, whatever is acceptable to the hearing officer.
Any date during that time, I'll adjust to.
Would January 22nd be acceptable?
In the morning, that's a Friday.
Yes.
January 22nd, hearing on any pending motions for summary judgment at what's a convenient time for you?
10 a.m.
10? Okay, 10 a.m. And then simply allow the civil rules to be a guide on the filing of any briefs prior to hearing. Is that agreeable?
Yes, Special Master. Hearing officer. Forget where I am. So used to being at the SRBA clerk.
I have that problem almost every morning. Okay. Anything else we need to address? What I have is that the there will be an objection to the motion to amend the petition to intervene. It will be filed today, that the resource board will have a week to respond, that will be addressed on the briefing, that we have a hearing date already set, that there's any motions for summary judgment shall be filed or shall be heard on January 22nd at 10 a.m. and the rules of civil procedure shall apply so far as the deadlines within those parameters. Is that everybody's understanding?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else we should take up at this time?
Okay. Nothing from the canal company.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Shelley, before we go off the record, but Shelley, before you